Norman Bell. Norman winced at the ugly clanging the emergency door precipitated. A pure tone would do the job. His wife called maintenance and the noise stopped. He stood up and stretched. Guess you're stuck here. Bring you back something to eat? Where are you going? Greek place, Nick's. One of those spinach things, spinach and cheese. No hurry. Spanakopita? He bent over slowly to pick up his bicycle helmet. Don't forget to watch yourself on the news. She was looking at a screen full of numbers and letters. I wonder what channel. Norman tapped the number on the side of the large camera. 7 would be a good bet. Downstairs, he unlocked the ancient bike and pedaled squeak, click, squeak through campus, taking the long way downtown to avoid traffic. There weren't too many cars at this hour, but drivers were erratic. The ATC didn't kick in until 7. He checked his watch and pedaled a little faster. He would have to cross University Avenue, and it was best to be off the main roads well before the bitching hour. Some drivers would go a little crazy, their last few minutes of manual control, trying to make an extra block or two before the ATC system engaged and turned them into law-abiding citizens, or at least turn their cars into law-abiding machinery. Until then, an orange light meant grit your teeth and step on it. He got across University without incident and kept up the rapid pace for the few blocks remaining just to get some exercise. He was a little winded by the time he locked up outside the Athens, Nick's, and was glad Nick had the airco on inside. It was going to be a bad one today, close to 80 already, with the sun barely over the trees. He could remember when it was never this hot in October in Gainesville. He selected a honey-soaked pastry and asked for strong Greek coffee and ice water, then put $3 in the newspaper machine and selected World, Local, and Comics. He read the comics first, as always, to fortify himself. The world news was predictably bleak. England and Germany and France snapping at each other, the Eastern Republics choosing up sides, Catalonia declaring itself neutral today, the day after its sister Spain aligned with Germany, squeezing France. Europe has to do this every century or so, he supposed. The coffee and roll came, and he asked for a glass of ouzo. Not his normal breakfast drink, but this was no normal morning. Nick, he said when the man brought the liquor, would you mind turning on the 7 o'clock news? Channel 7? Rory's going to be on. Your wife? Sure. He shouted something in Greek, and the cube behind the bar turned itself on. Still 5 minutes to go. The local station was filling time with its trademark, Girls of Gatorland nude montage. He watched a pretty young thing display her skills on the parallel bars and then went back to the paper. What are riots in Phoenix again? Inner city Detroit under martial law. The National Guard called in after a police station was leveled by a pre-dawn kamikaze truckload of explosives. A man in Los Angeles legally married his dog. In Milwaukee, twins reunited after 60 years immediately start fighting. The local section had an unlovely but possibly useful photo essay that showed the types of facial mutilations that various local gangs used to tell one another apart. They were more like social clubs nowadays, however fearsome the members looked. 10 years ago, there was a lot of blood spilled. Now they just have those strange tournaments, killing each other in virtual reality hookups, with dozens playing on each side. Why couldn't Europe do that? Too American, he supposed, though the Koreans had actually started it. He folded up the paper as the news program started. The lead story was Detroit, of course. There was dramatic footage of a water-dumping helicopter that was fired upon and had to drop its load a block away from the fire and retreat. The crowd shots around the ruins of the police station showed little grief. One group of boys was cheering until they saw that the camera was on them and scattered.